Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Graphene Lemming. And today we have Adventures in Living. It's a short story about a real life experience that I had growing up. And this episode is called The Easter Bunny Meets Adolf Hitler, a Vietnam Story. It was 1973. I was an engineer. School, and I had a lot on my plate, freshman, and I was coming home for Easter, and the roads were still a bit icy, but the March weather was much more amenable, and my car didn't have to deal with too much snow or ice as I drove down the hilly mountain roads towards Rochester. And I always treated it as a racetrack, and I had a big engine in my car, and I called it the Rustmobile because of all the salt was used to salt the roads. And Rustmobile never failed me. It was always held tight to the road and got me there in record-breaking time. And I came home. I'm looking forward to a nice Easter meal, seeing family and my younger brothers, and I entered the house. The dog barked and greeted me, and petted the dog for a bit, and I walked into the house. My parents didn't greet me. They were probably in the kitchen when I was right, so I walked back to the kitchen, was in the back of the house, and walked through the house and into the kitchen, and there were Jerry and Connie, and there was a round table. The dining room table was round. And there was an ashtray with a mountain of stubbed out cigarette butts there. And they were both smoking another cigarette. And it was, I said, hey, how you guys doing? Good to be back. Looking forward to the Easter dinner. And they were dead silent. And I thought, what? Is something must be really wrong here. First thing I thought of was, one of my brothers got hit by a car. Something happened to a brother, and they're about to tell me that he's dead, or one of my brothers is dead or in the hospital or something. I couldn't really figure out. And they were just quiet. And then seconds and then minutes passed, and I go, what's going on? And that's when I noticed there was next to the ashtray, there was this big pile of ripped up papers. It was a substantial pile. I couldn't really read anything that was on the papers there. And I was standing there. They didn't get up. They were just smoking their cigarettes kind of pensively. So then my mother asked me a question that every son should answer on Easter Day. My mother said, Connie, she asked me, she said, Tracy, I've got to ask you a question. And I go, okay. I still don't know where this is going. I'm just kind of like just glad to be home. I had all a bunch of exams and papers, and you know, I still had homework to do even there, you know. And I thought, okay, what's that? She goes, well, if Adolf Hitler had a bunch of tanks outside the town of Churchill. Churchill was named after Samuel Church, and he founded the town. That's why it's called Churchill. She said, if Adolf Hitler had a bunch of Panzer tanks outside of Churchill, and he was going to attack Churchill, would you fight them? And I thought, what kind of a question is this? Like, what is going on? You know, like, I'm like, and I'm tired. You know, it was exhausting. I got done with exams and, you know, the drive. It's just I'm just exhausted. I just want to kick back, lay back, you know, just chill out, meet with my friends, smoke a little weed, have a few beers, and, you know, just chill F out, And so I go, well, flippantly, like, well, I guess so. I mean, if Adolf Hitler with his tanks is outside of Churchill and they want to come in, I guess that's what I'll do, you know. And then, so then they said to me, well, we received some papers in the mail. I go, what do you mean? What papers? And they said, well, you applied to be a conscientious objector in the Vietnam War. So we opened your mail. We read through your mail about applying for a conscientious objector, and we tore it up. And then I realized that's what the paper on the kitchen table was, that they had torn up my conscientious objector papers. And so I'm looking at them, and I'm going, well, you know, you shouldn't have done that. And then my father says to me, well, you know, if the government wants you to go fight a war against the Vietnamese, then you're going to go. And I said, well, I don't think this is really a good time to talk about this on Easter. And I said, and besides, like, it's my decision, you know. This war is done. It's 1973. There's no one winning. Even Walter Cronkite said the war is lost. You know, it's a lost cause. I'm not going to do anything. I said, you know, when you tore up those papers, they could have made me into a medical guy that I could be with the soldiers and providing medical attention. I said, I would do that, you know. And they go, no, if the government wants you to go fight the Vietnamese, the Viet Cong, then you're going to go. I just looked at them, you know, and I just thought, you know, like, what the hell? They opened my mail. They ripped it up. It's a federal crime, by the way. I didn't push it, though. And I went up to my room, and I thought, you know, my parents were good parents. They gave me a happy childhood, and I enjoyed my childhood and all these things. But on this issue, they're dead wrong. And at that point, I made a conscious decision that even though they're good parents, that they did what they think is best, and they're doing it now, that I'm calling the shots. They're not going to make a bad decision for me. So I had planned when I graduated to escape to Canada. I have friends in Canada. Jim Davin, he was a friend of mine. He would come down from Canada and visit us, and then he had family down here. And then I would go up sometimes in the summer, and they had a farm north of Toronto in Ontarible. And you know, we'd shoot 22s and just do things that you do in farmsteads. We stole gravel from the main road to fill in the driveway and things like that. You know, farm work. And but I enjoyed it, you know. Fast forward, there's a speech by Richard Nixon. It's unannounced. He was the president of the United States. We called him Tricky Dick. It was an unannounced speech, so no one knew what he was going to talk about. And he got on the TV and started talking about how the Vietnam War was really a civil war between the North and the South, and that the United States will always support the South Vietnamese, and that we're going to give them tanks and arms, every support they can, that we can. And but since it's a civil war and they can defend themselves, he's going to start withdrawing troops from Vietnam. And when I'm listening to this, I'm thinking, does that mean the draft is over? I mean, if you're withdrawing troops from Vietnam, That means you're not going to need a draft. But I was the only one watching this. No one else was around. And the way Nixon gave the speech, it was very unclear about what he actually meant. He was kind of talking around the subject. So I had to wait for the New York Times the next day to get a fuller explanation. And the New York Times just laid it out that the draft was over. And that night, there was one of the most epic parties that you could ever have in a college dormitory. And we partied hard that night. Anyway, that's my Adventures in Living story. Easter Bunny meets Adolf Hitler in Vietnam. This is Graphene Lemming. Stay true. Goodbye.